Hi everybody, welcome back. My name's Gianna.
And I'm Marie.
And this is the Cereal from the Box podcast, a podcast about recovery, living your life, eating your food, and doing the do. Marie, what's new?
I love the rhyme. Not much is new, I have to say. I'm just a little busy bee doing busy bee things, and that's the extent of it.
I love that for you.
Thanks. I'm grinding.
You're grinding those
24/7,
gears.
baby. Yeah, what about you? What's new?
Let me see. I had something really good to tell you, but I forgot. Oh, guess so. Okay, so I'm literally an idiot, and I'm like, oh, I should go back to school for musical theater because that's reasonable.
Love that.
So I filled out my FAFSA just to see what would happen, and I qualify to be an independent now. And since I have a total of not a lot of money in my bank account, I'm feel like maybe I'll get something from the government, and that would be really cool and really helpful. So to my FBI agent monitoring me, like, please put in a good word. Thank you.
Yeah, no. So I also realized that because I have to fill it out. I think for the research assistant stuff that I do, I have to like refill it out every year to like, because you can also do like a work study or whatever. Which is the thing I don't do, but I guess like you have to fill out the FAFSA in order to see like if you qualify for that. And I filled it out, and like usually I put, "Hi, I'm leeching off my parents," but there wasn't that option this time. So I think it must be like once you hit a certain age or something like that, you can like, I don't know. I don't know how
Yeah,
it works.
it's
It was confusing.
23. So since we'll be 23 in the 2021, 22 school year.
That makes sense. What an
Or we'll be
arbitrary
turning
age.
24. We'll be turning 24.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maria and I are both turning 23. I'm gonna be in sooner because it's October.
Libra baby.
I'm a Libra, and sorry, Noam. He literally hates astrology. That's my boyfriend. Literally, someone said something about he's there like, oh, you're both Libras, and like he was like, like he just
You just
coughed
died a
like
little.
disgustedly.
Oh no.
But Marie's a Scorpio, just in case
Yeah.
anyone cares. Sorry, Noam, not you. You don't care. But he does
Yeah.
listen to the podcast, which is so nice. I love you,
Oh,
baby.
I love that. I love everyone that is listening.
Thanks,
Have fun.
everybody. I will also extend you kisses.
Beautiful. So, I had mentioned last week before we recorded our podcast that I wanted to talk about grocery shopping and anxiety while grocery shopping, primarily because I had gone grocery shopping earlier in the
Oh
day,
no.
so it was fresh on my mind.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to hear your thoughts, feelings, opinions, past experiences, and all the above when it comes to grocery shopping, and we can just have a
Oh my
little
God.
chat.
Grocery shopping is literally like I love and hate. Okay, guys. So basically, when I used to go to the grocery store, I would just like wander around literally for like 1 or 2 hours. Like I just like wouldn't know what to get, and like I would just like touch everything, like touch all the boxes, like look at all of them and like decide. Because so I'm not like I'm say I'm middle class. Like my family's middle class, and we went through periods of like more and less as everyone does, except if you're in the 1%. But you know who you are.
Oh, billionaires.
But then like they like I'm always like conscious of price, but I'm also conscious of health. And like one time, for example, I got turkey and it was just like not turkey. Like I have no idea what it was. It tasted like sand. Anyway, so I
Terrifying.
used to like just go to the grocery store, wander around, like take forever to decide what I wanted. But I also like would get super distracted by everything. So like it wasn't like just like, oh, like should I eat this? Should I not eat this? I'd just be like wandering around buying random stuff that I was like, oh, like for sure that's interesting. So I just
Wait, what
buy
time
random
period was
things.
this? When did this
So
happen?
the wandering around the grocery store for hours and hours was like 2016 to early 2019.
Okay, those college years. Which was years.
When I found my food freedom in the 2019s.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that turned into wandering around the grocery store and looking at everything and saying, mm-hmm. wow, snacks, wow, so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, like not great for my wallet or anything. So now I use like a food delivery service, like I do Imperfect Foods. So we're not sponsored, but like I do Imperfect Foods.
Yeah.
And I really like it, because I feel like I live alone. So it's like, okay, mm-hmm. it's not too much stuff. Like it's like only 3 apples and like a pack of grapes and, you know, like 2 burgers, because it will go bad if I buy more than that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I like that, and they send me cookies also, which is good because like I don't buy like 4 packs of cookies because mm-hmm. I don't need to, but they just all look so good.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, okay, so like I just didn't get it this week. Like, it just didn't arrive. And I have, like, not that much food in my fridge. And I don't want to go to the grocery store.
Oh, no.
Because I don't want to be, like, wandering around forever. And especially in the time of Corona, I can't mm-hmm. touch everything and, like, yeah. squish it to see if it's good.
Do you ever make a list for yourself when you go to the grocery store?
I do. Do I look at it when I get there? Absolutely not.
Why not? What's the barrier?
Forget about it, or it's like I'm pushing the cart and looking at the list mm-hmm. and I can't do both. I have not enough arms, and that's why sure. So I like to go to the grocery store with somebody who can keep
I was about to track. Say bring Noam with you.
Yeah, I usually do when he's here, like when he's able yeah. to come with me, but sometimes like I don't want to waste the time, so we don't see each other all the time. We only can see each other on mm-hmm. the weekends pretty much. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste the time I get to see him at the grocery store because I'm indecisive and anxious.
Yeah.
Because then it's a whole ordeal. And he's like, sweetie, just never go back to Trader Joe's. It's too crowded for you. He's like, why don't you go at night? And I'm like, at night I want to be sleeping.
That is true. That is true. Yeah. There's so... I feel like throughout that entire thing, I was just like vigorously nodding my head. Because I mean, I think, I don't know how to quantify it, but I would say that if I had to break up my grocery store anxiety, right, there's 3 components. I would say, and I don't think it's an equal like thirds, right? So it's probably like 20% is just like food related stuff stressing me out. Yeah. Right? Then another, I can't do math now. It like 50%. No.
Mm-hmm. Now you're at 70.
Yeah, I know I'm at 70. Now. I don't know if I like these odds.
Okay, 40%.
Another 40%. Yep. Another 40% is like social interaction.
True. There's always hate so many it. People. They're always crashing it's their carts into you.
Too much.
And you're like, leave me alone.
Yes. Oh, can I tell you a funny story? I know you've already heard it, but I want to share
please.
It again. This is the extent of my social anxiety when I go into a grocery store, okay? Literally, we have this like little cute, it's not really like a health food store. It's more like an organic food store. That's what it is. An organic food mm-hmm. store in the town where I live and you sometimes live. And
yeah, I grew up there.
And so I went to the store and I was like, okay, I have this list in mind. This is what I need to do. This is what I need to get. I was on a mission. I was like, okay, I got this. So I go in, I'm wandering a little bit, trying to find my stuff. And I was making a decision like whether or not to buy this like tortellini, I guess, is what I was looking at.
Mm.
And so I was like looking in the refrigerated section. And there was this person, like, standing in front of the door that I needed to get to. And so I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit here and wait. I'm not going to ask them to move. I'm not going to say, excuse me. I'm just going to sit here and wait. So I just sit there and stare at them for several minutes until they, like, slightly move over to the next, like, door in the section. And so I just like kind of scoot my way in there and try to like, you know, grab the tortellini without being noticed, right? And I guess like, you know, I've invaded a little social bubble in the process. And so this person goes, "Oh, sorry." And in that moment, I realize who's speaking to me, and I turn and I look, and it's my friend Liana. Literally, I was staring at her for a solid 5 minutes and wouldn't ask her to move because I was like, I'm too terrified to do that. And we both ended up just being socially awkward together in that moment.
Just for context, guys, like, I would say that Liana is one of your best friends.
Yeah.
I would say you've known her for how many years?
12.
Like, over 10 years, 12 yeah. years. This is not a new friend.
Nope.
This is, you guys have slept in the same bed and probably seen each other naked.
Probably. Yeah. And did I stare at her for a solid 5 minutes, the back of her head, and not realize who she was? Yes.
To be fair, though, she did just get a haircut, and her hair is very red right now.
Very red right now. That's what it made me realize, though. I heard her voice first,
and, she, like,
and then I saw her red hair.
She changed her style.
And I was like, oh, my God. Well, do you know what's weird? In the moment, I was like, Liana, I mean, okay, like, we've seen each other during these quarantine times. We do, like, these bonfires and stuff like that. But I guess it was just so unexpected to see her at the grocery store that when I looked at her, I was like, why do I feel like you're not at all who I expect you to be? Like, like none of it made sense. Like, I think she was like wearing like her elephant pants and her hair was like super red. And I was just like, I'm so confused by you in this moment. But it was like so strange. And then, of course, like, unlike a reasonable person, I wasn't like, oh, shit, Liana, hi. Instead, I just stared at her with, like, my mask on, so you can't, like, read any of my facial cues, but I'd, like, look at her, like, when's she gonna realize that I know what is going on right now? So it's just, like, an entire mess of a situation. But that basically boils down to why 40% of my anxiety related to grocery shopping is having to interact with people, asking for help, trying to navigate aisles when other people are in the way. Too much, too stressful, I hate it. Checking out, hate it. Always go to self-checkout, if possible. But then the other 40% is the financial stuff that you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I always get so stressed out that, like, I'm buying, like, something's too expensive to buy. Mm-hmm. And then also, like, because I'm vegan, in order to get, like, good quality, like, alternatives or whatever, like, if I want to get, like, a mock meat or, you know, dairy-free cheeses or ice cream or yogurt or whatever, all that stuff costs a freaking fortune.
Yeah, that's part of why I'm not vegetarian right now.
Which, I mean, like, do I have to do that? No. But for, like, my mental sanity around mm-hmm. food, it's beneficial for me to include all those things in my diet.
Yeah, for sure.
But then I always get, like, very worked up over, like, but if I go to this organic store that I have to buy organic foods at because they also sell my vegan foods, then, like, am I spending more money on produce there than if I went to just, like, the normal Giant? But if I go to Giant, then I have to make two trips, and I don't want to make two trips because that means I have to interact with double the amount of people. And what if I don't pick up something in some one place, but then it's not available in the other place? And then you can kind of just see how the thoughts start to spiral.
Yeah.
During my grocery trips. So I feel like when I go in with a list or an idea of what I need to get,
mm-hmm.
that's what helps me the most for the most part. Like, a little bit of spontaneity is definitely, like, good, because otherwise I don't want to get myself into a situation where it's, like, I'm overthinking of, like, oh, I really like this, but then it's, like, should I get this? And then my thoughts either spiral towards the how much does it cost, mm-hmm. or, like, is that a quote-unquote bad food to get, or will I eat this all in one go, or how many calories, whatever, whatever. So I try to avoid more of those thoughts, but I cannot say that I am not persuaded by the this costs too much, so I'm going to leave it. Instead of, you know what I mean?
And that's kind of, like, my idea, like, you're saying, like, ice cream and stuff, like,
mm-hmm.
for me, like, I like those, like, little fancy ones. But they're really expensive, like, compared, like, you could get a big ice cream that's the same price as a little ice cream, but it's not as fancy. And I'm also, like, also when I get them, I'm like, am I just gonna eat this all in one day? Like, why am I spending the money if I'm just gonna eat it in one day? But, like, being okay with it, being like, if I do eat it in one day, you know what? It's okay. Like, eh. You won't have ice cream for the rest of the week, but at least, you know, you did what felt right
That's true.
in
I
the
mean, like, that's
moment.
definitely something that I've had to work on. And I think, I mean, like, I've been pretty successful at it recently. And I think, like, when you do get over that initial, like, novelty hump, so to speak, of like, oh, this is the forbidden food that I can't have, and I might eat it all in one day, so I either don't get it or I'm gonna get it and I'll eat it all at once, kind of thing. Once you get over that, which just takes like consistency of getting it and having it all at once, and that being okay. Now I feel like it's a lot easier for me to just have ice cream, you know, or something like that sitting in my fridge. Whereas, like, before, and by before I mean like a year ago, less than honestly, it's either I have ice cream in the house and I eat all of it in one day, or I don't have any ice cream in my house. You know what I mean? So it's like, it does take a little bit of time, I guess, to get there. But yeah, I still don't think that's like, in terms of going to the grocery store and being like, should I get ice cream though? That's still like a whole process in and of itself. Because it's like, eh, but I have all these other things I have to buy. I think maybe this is what happened last week, is that I like went to the grocery store and my mom like had wanted ice cream, and I was thinking about getting ice cream anyway, so I was like, oh, I'll go. And then I have so many options to choose from, and then like, well, which flavor would I enjoy most? I don't really know. And then I had these like other things to pick up, and I know like my mom really likes like the Magnum bars, but there's like dairy-free ones, so like I also have those as well. So it's like I could get that, but then they're like super expensive. But
Yeah,
I
they
was like
are, but
kind of
they're
thinking
so good.
they are really, really good. I do highly recommend for anyone that doesn't eat dairy.
Even the dairy ones are really good. Just so you know, they are all good. It's
Well, I
fancy.
don't
It's
even
expensive for a reason.
I don't even know if I've ever had the I maybe have had the non-dairy ones before sometime in my life, but I can't recall, but I can vouch for the dairy-free ones, and you can vouch for the normal ones.
Also the dairy-free Häagen-Dazs bars are so good.
I mean, sorry, not to like rant about dairy-free ice cream, but the game has really stepped up
No, it's so much better than it used to be.
for all lactose intolerant people and vegans in the
When it's
world.
on sale, when things are on sale, I always buy like the vegan or vegetarian option just because I prefer it. But when it's not on sale, I'm like,
But back to what I was saying, in this moment I was like, oh, okay, should I get the Magnum bar and a pint, because I was kind of interested in getting a Ben and Jerry's pint. And then I started freaking out, and I was like near the end of like my shopping experience, plus I needed to like pick up a prescription, and so then I was all over the place, and I was like, I'm just gonna get the pint because I'm too overwhelmed to like get both. But like, there would have been absolutely no issue with getting both of them. It's just like I get a little too overwhelmed for comfort.
No, yeah, I understand sometimes too, like it just seems like a lot of food. And like when I have a lot of food in my fridge, I get so overwhelmed. I'm like, why is there so much food? Like, what am I gonna eat? I like it when I like know what I'm gonna eit.
I feel like I share a similar struggle, but my like main concerns are, one, is the food gonna go bad? Which I feel like your food, having like the food service helps with that, 'cause like you get like an appropriate amount.
Except when it doesn't come.
Well, yeah, that's frustrating.
They're like, here's a $10 credit. Like, sorry, we'll
Really?
cancel your order and give you $10. I was like, but I'm still hungry.
That's sad. But like that can be helpful. And I mean, like, I used to get really stressed out too, because when I was living by myself, and like currently I'm living back home with my parents, I feel like I would go grocery shopping like every couple days. Which was like partly because, you know, binging symptoms. But even so, it's like with getting produce and stuff like that, I feel like I could only think so many meals in advance. Like getting like two meals for like the whole week is like so boring. I need
I
more like
actually
variety
do
than
eat the
that.
same thing every day, just so you know. So
We're
everyone
so
knows.
different.
I can tell you my whole menu if you want. Do you
No,
want to hear it?
not really.
Okay.
I know there's pasta, ramen. Pasta and ramen. There you go.
Yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, it's mostly. Actually, I don't really
Oh
drink coffee
yeah, you
anymore.
stopped.
Well, I kind of went back like a little
A
bit,
little.
like every once in a
The
while,
dark side.
because it made me feel like my throat was closing up, for everyone who wants to
Anxiety.
know.
Yeah.
No, I don't know the flavor. I just couldn't like my throat would be like
Oh my goodness, that's not good.
But yeah. No, yeah, it's mostly 'cause I am lazy to cook by myself. Like, I don't like
Which
to
is
cook for
so funny
myself.
because when you're at home, you cook all the time.
I love to cook for others. I love to make an elaborate meal, but I don't even have a counter.
Yeah.
I have like this much room to put my cutting board.
That is fair.
Like
Small spaces do not aid in that process. But yeah, I don't know. I found it like I've worked with my nutritionist a lot with trying to like figure out recipes or just like how to meal plan for a week, because I
yeah.
feel like that's like a huge contributor to like going to the grocery store and feeling super overwhelmed is like if I don't know what I want and then I'm like, well, I'm just gonna get things because I know I typically tend to eat these and put these in meals, and then I feel not enthusiastic by it, and then like I see something that I really do want and then I like get caught up over whether I should get it or not, and then it's just like a whole
Yeah.
weird thing going on. So like it's better or easier at least if I have like in mind of like a couple things that I can think about for lunch or breakfast or dinner or snacks or something like that. And that makes it easier, but then at the same time, finding recipes is super overwhelming 'cause
Yeah.
my head is like, "Oh, well, you need to
What
find
if
a
it's
recipe."
bad?
Yeah, like what if it's bad? Then if I find a recipe that might look good, then I'm like, "Oh my God, it has all these ingredients. All these ingredients are so expensive." And then I'm
Yeah.
like, "What if I can't find the ingredients?" And then also like I get like a little too perfectionistic when it comes to cooking. which I feel like shouldn't be an issue because I feel like cooking is one of those things where just like you throw a bunch of shit together and it's like, "Okay, it turned out fine."
It's like less hard than baking.
Yeah. So, I don't know. So like it the whole depending on the week, I don't mean to like make it sound like this is like such a huge issue that happens all the time. But depending on the week, identifying recipes and then making a plan to go to the grocery store is a lot more difficult. But now that I'm thinking what you were saying earlier about like having your fridge being full and having that be kind of overwhelming sometimes, I feel like having a fully stocked pantry now that I live at home is actually so much better for me mentally
Yeah.
than like the fact that I would wait until I ran out of everything in order to like restock my pantry when I was living by myself.
I just, for me, I like, first of all, in my parents' house, like, they always have, like, chocolate chips and different kinds of cereal. So it's like, makes, like, I don't know, makes eating a little bit more exciting. But, like, by myself, I don't have room for one box of cereal. My pantry is too small to hold the box, so I have to lay it down.
Oh
I love my life.
no.
But I don't know, it's just like, I'm afraid that things are gonna go bad.
Yeah.
That, like, freaks me out. That's why I hate when the fridge is full, it's like, well, how am I gonna eat all this on time?
Yeah, there's definitely that. I mean, like that still kind of happens for me now because I do find that like I'll kind of ask, like, I prefer like more fresh vegetables over frozen. I mean, clearly there's not like a huge
Yeah.
difference other than I
I
like
only like frozen peas.
frozen peas are good. But like just in how I cook it, I like how the fresh ends up tasting better. But then the problem is that like if I if I'm the only one who eats the fresh vegetables that I want and my parents don't, then I feel like it's like my responsibility to like finish all this food and all these leftovers and stuff like that. And I feel like that puts a lot of pressure on mm-hmm. me to like do things, and like that becomes like restricting in its own way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yeah, I guess like makes it kind of overwhelming. So like then the way to avoid that is to just kind of underget what I need. But then that's equally as stressful to not have what you need on hand.
Yeah.
And have to like make multiple trips to the grocery store throughout the week. I also used to like have this thought. It doesn't really happen that much anymore, but it was like more so when like I went to go get foods from the grocery store to binge on, right? I had this mm-hmm. thought, if I went to the grocery store multiple times in the week, or if I specifically went to the grocery store like late at night or something like that to get food to binge on or whatnot, that like people knew my intentions or like were tracking. That makes me sound crazy. What?
No. Me too.
But
that would happen to
yeah.
me. And I would like, I'd be like, oh, I have to self check out because like I don't want the people to like see me buying like all this shit
yeah.
that I'm just gonna eat all at once.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they know what I'm getting, and like I would like make myself go to different grocery store locations so that this same grocery store wouldn't see me multiple times in a week, because I thought it was like abnormal to go to the grocery store so often, because like my parents, they've typically always gone like it's a once a week kind of ritual or whatnot, right? And we just get mm-hmm. everything that we need for the week on the weekends. So going multiple times a week, I'm like, oh no, they're gonna,
I mean,
know
it makes
they're
you
on
feel
to
better
me.
My mom loves to go to the grocery store. This is my dad also started getting a subscription box. He's like,
yeah.
we need to stop going to the grocery store so
yeah.
much. Because my mom and dad love to go to the grocery store. Like, my, so like they just go all the time.
Yeah.
They're like, let's go to Costco. I'm like, you just went last week. And they're like, yeah, so what? Let's go again.
Costco's fun.
Like, go to Safeway. My dad would be like, we need Old Bay chips. So he'll go get Old Bay
That's
chips.
So cute.
Like, my mom would be like, I want papaya. So she'll go just for papaya. And then she'd be like, oh, wait, I was looking in the sale section. I found this gravy packet
yeah.
that's going to expire. That's why we have so many packets in my fridge.
That's so funny.
Or in my parents' fridge.
Do you know what's...
You can go with my mom.
No.
If you need someone to go
no,
with.
No, that's too much. I go with my parents, honestly, typically. I mean, every now and then I'll go by myself to get things that I need. But
mm-hmm.
I was just thinking, too, that, like, Liana is also like that. She'll go to the grocery store whenever
mm-hmm.
she needs. Like, she will go to prep for every meal. And my brain really can't
yeah.
wrap my head around
well,
that
Well,
she's feeding,
like, six
yeah,
people.
For sure, which makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like because it was so unusual for my family to go multiple times a week, like, I thought. And I know, like, it's pretty normal and there's several people that do it. But at the same time, I guess, like, my brain was kind of like, nope, it's not normal to go so often. And
mm-hmm.
then, obviously, like, when, like, binging was a huge struggle for me, part of the reason I needed to go so often was because I would run out of food so quickly. So
mm-hmm.
I just feel like there was, like, a lot of shame that kind of came up with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, for me, I wouldn't run out of food.
Mm-hmm.
I just, like, wanted specific food.
That, too.
And I would, like, buy, like, family-sized packs
mm-hmm.
of, like, junk, quote-unquote junk food.
Junk yeah.
food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, I am a family
yeah.
of one.
Yes. Yes, you are. What I'm kind of realizing, too, is I feel like the whole, like, secretive nature of it is, like, not of it, of the eating disorder is what I mean, is kind of like playing
mm-hmm.
out in the grocery shopping and stuff. Because I
mm-hmm.
feel like for me, like, when, like, when restricting was such an issue, going to the grocery store was like you said, kind of like a place to just go wander in. And then I'd get lost
mm-hmm.
and like, kind of, I don't know, lose track of time, not really buy anything and then walk out kind of thing. So it's like a secret little
mm-hmm.
I'm going to the grocery store and no one knows, but I'm not getting anything, so it's like fine or whatever. I don't know. Whatever disordered thing was going on in my head. And then I'd leave, so it's like a secret little like pleasure trip, I guess. And then with going binging, it's like, okay, how do I like going binging? That sounds weird. But, you know, it's like, go leave my apartment. And it was like a whole thing. Like, I had to work myself up to leave my apartment and then feel like I was being watched by people and then secretly go get my food and then bring it into my car and then maybe eat a little bit in my car before bringing it anywhere else. And it's like trying to hide the evidence of what was going on and stuff like that. So I just feel like every time I go into the grocery store now, I feel like I'm on, unless I'm going with like my parents, which is like so much better. But when I go on by myself, I feel like it's like, okay, head down, I'm on a mission and I'm just gonna go and get everything I need and not interact with anyone, and then I leave and it's fine, you know.
I think especially like I sometimes do still go for like one thing that I'm craving, and I'm like, is this okay?
For sure.
And like, especially like right now, because not so much anymore. And luckily I don't go to the grocery store almost ever now. I think I've gone in the past month like twice to the grocery store in person. But like because of Corona, like is it wrong of me to come to the grocery store for one item? Like, am I being frivolous? But like not so much now, because like it's the deadly threat of Corona luckily is like past, as we've become more educated about it and people are being safer for at least in New York. I can't speak about other places, but like everyone wears a mask, a lot of people wear gloves, even people in the store are like always sanitizing. But sometimes I would feel guilty, like I'm just coming here for ice cream and like that little old lady is waiting all week to go to the grocery store at 6 in the morning.
I mean, I think what keeps coming up is the idea that, like, excuses can kind of be anywhere, or, like, the feeling guilty about it can really manifest any which way. So it's not always just, like, you know, I'm scared to go to Whole Foods and get a dessert for myself. True story. But it's also kind of, like, all these other outside factors that dissuade us from, like, doing normal activities around food.
Okay, I have a question for you. So this weekend, like, I was with my friend and we were getting bubble tea, and like there's this bubble tea place, like I was telling you about, like they make like these bubble tea, it's called Surreal Creamery, and they put like bubble tea with under ice cream. And I really wanted it, but then I was like, is it too close to dinner? Like, I want to be hungry for dinner. So I didn't get it. So then I was like, is this bad? Like, did I just make an eating disorder choice? Like, I don't know. Like, I was like, this is reasonable, though, because I want to enjoy my dinner. So I'm, like, saying no to, like, getting ice cream because I want to enjoy my dinner. So it's, like, trading. But, like, is that, like, not honoring my food wishes? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think it's hard because I think you could think about it from two ways, right? So one way could be, like, sorry, my brain died for a hot second. What I was trying to say was that, so one way could be like the idea that you can get what you want in the moment and realize that, yes, it's going to impact your dinner choices and stuff like that. And it might result in you feeling more full at dinner time and not as hungry. So maybe you're only going to have a little bit of your food and you're going to package up the rest to go and not have as much as like you would have had initially. So there's always that kind of option, or something that maybe you should like in the future remind yourself, is that even if you go with like your current wishes, like it might impact your other meals, but you can also adapt your other meals in order to fit your current hunger, fullness, mental satiety, things like that in that moment.
I mean, to be fair, I am going back next week, so I'm gonna
amazing good
at a better time.
I think that like kind of another way to think about it is, I think intuitive eating in a lot of ways can be like being a parent to yourself, right? So I think if you were to think of like what a mom would say to their child, like if their child wants ice cream right before dinner, they might say, hey, like you might not be hungry to have like your nutritionist food at dinner, so maybe we can save the yummy dessert for afterwards or something like that, right? So I don't think it's like completely abnormal to kind of make a decision based off of knowing what your future food plans are. And I know that's something that I kind of still do. But I think also it could be like a cool little experiment in the future to try like honoring what you want and seeing how it affects your other meals without necessarily having to like kind of pre-plan your day so it goes according to plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. I was just, sometimes I'm like, is this a normal thing to do? Or is this like a weird thing to do? Like, I just don't even know sometimes. So like, I wanted your perspective because I feel like you're really educated on this and I'm kind of like a experimental person and you're like, this is the theory behind your experiment.
I've been in therapy for too long. no, I mean, like, I think part of me just feels like it can really go any which way. Because, I mean, another way to kind of dig deeper to figure it out is, like, what's the real fear there, the real motivation? Is it just that, like, you wanted to have an appetite for dinner and, like, you were going to go have Thai food and that sounded really yummy, so you wanted to be able to enjoy as much of that as you could?
Yeah.
Or is, you know, there more underlying concerns about if I have this and dinner, what, how is that going to affect my weight? Or how, you know, other things that are more related.
I guess I like didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh, if I eat ice cream, then I won't want dinner. And then I was like, and then I'll be sad because my friend wants to eat dinner with me.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe I'll wait and I'll have it next week.
Yeah.
I was like, in the moment, I was like, we're coming back next week.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay.
I mean, I think that's what I really liked about that kind of situation for you, is that like you, it wasn't just like a no, I can't have that. There was that other option to have it at another time so you could still meet that desire. And I think that's, to me, seems really normal because it reminds me of like a parent trying to guide their child through having a nutritious, balanced, fun diet, right? Because I mean, no parent's going to let their child eat candy all the time. But a good parent wouldn't say you can never have candy ever. You know what I mean? So,
and like, I did have banana pudding afterwards.
Delicious.
So, like, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was so good. Oh,
so good. Yeah. So, I definitely wouldn't judge yourself over the situation. I feel like how you handled it was, like, really great as well. But I think in the same vein, I think in another situation, maybe you could try having what you want in the moment and seeing how that does affect dinner when it becomes dinner time or whatever the next meal is and stuff like that. And then see how you can adjust in the moment instead of necessarily like pre-planning everything.
Good thoughts.
Thank you for bringing your question to our podcast. If you would like a question answered on our podcast, you can email us at cerealfromthebox@gmail.com.
Or DM us, same as our podcast name, Cereal from the Box on Instagram.
Ooh, yeah, Gianna makes that page super cool. I don't know what I was going to say,
also,
but beautiful.
Also, Marie. Marie sends me things to post on it, and I do post
them. Yeah, thank you.
So.
But yeah.
If you would like to be featured on our page, just tell us.
Yeah.
Say, hey, feature me.
And we'll do it for you. Don't you worry. We got you.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
Anyway.
I think this is it, friends.
Sounds good to me. So when you go to the grocery store, make a list or order from a delivery service.
Yep. Make a list. Try something new.
Yeah, don't be afraid to get ice cream and candy.
Go with a support system.
Like your mom or your boyfriend or girlfriend or partner.
Wonderful.
Or best friend.
And that's our scatter tips.
Okay. Bye. Bye.